Bill Thompson is not conceding in the mayor's race. After meeting with supporters last night, he said he would wait until the Board of Elections counts the votes from machines this weekend before taking further action. Meanwhile, Bill de Blasio and Joe Loda are already tangling. Joining us now for politics to sort this out is WMIC's Anna Sale. Anna, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
Talk about what happened last night at this meeting.
Well, Bill Thompson and some of his top supporters met at the headquarters of the United Federation of Teachers, the teachers union that backed Bill Thompson. And this was after Bill Thompson was out of public view all day long. At the meeting was Michael Mulgrew, the head of the teachers union, Congressman Charles Rangel, Greg Meeks, Hakeem Jeffries, and others. And it was said to be a strategy session. But at the end, Bill Thompson emerged and said he was pretty much the same position as he had on election night, that he was going to wait until all the votes were counted.
It continues to become clearer and clearer that there are tens of thousands of votes that are out there. We believe that the votes should be counted. So what the first step in that is the machine canvass on Friday and Saturday, and then we'll go from there. But that's the first step. We believe that the votes should be counted. We believe that people should be heard.
And Anna,
that's it.
Sorry about that. Anna, we understand a lot of the unions are now switching support to Bill de Blasio. What about the United Federation of Teachers? They're kind of waiting as well.
Well, it's to be clear, a lot of the unions who've moved over to Bill de Blasio supported Christine Quinn. So the person they supported is already out of it. And the math here is that Bill de Blasio in the unofficial counts has just over 40%. That 40% threshold is important because that's what stops a runoff from happening. So Bill Thompson is betting that if with these official counts, that maybe Bill de Blasio will move under that 40% threshold and then he would be the second candidate in a runoff. The math on that is a little complicated because the more votes that get counted, the more non-Bill de Blasio votes there have to be counted to change those percentages. We have a chart at WNYC.org that shows how that works. But on the one hand, you know, you could also think of it that Bill Thompson has nothing to lose because there's already a runoff scheduled on October 1st for the public advocates race. So
in other words, we have to have this runoff election anyway.
This runoff election is happening anyway. It's probably going to be a much smaller, low public attention affair if it's just the public advocates race. But the election is being planned. And so Bill Thompson is saying, let's wait until at least the weekend and see if some of these tallies change and there still could be a runoff.
Do you have any insight on why he made this decision to stay in?
Well, what you hear Bill Thompson and his supporters saying is that, you know, count the votes, that it's this principle of every vote should be counted. Some talk about it in the context of the Voting Rights Act and that this is a right that people have died for. And with Bill Thompson being an African-American candidate, that, of course, is a powerful argument. But a lot of it is just this is the principle. We want to know what the official vote count is. Let's take a listen to Hakeem Jeffries, congressman, who is also supporting Bill Thompson.
No one can make a decision that has any basis in reality until everyone in the city of New York has an understanding as to what the accurate machine count is officially from the Board of Elections.
And Anna, we mentioned that it won't cost any extra money to have a runoff because we're already having one. Is there a political cost, though, to not bowing out?
I asked Thompson supporters about this because Bill de Blasio won handedly on Tuesday night by more than double digits, even with the unofficial counts. And you've seen some Thompson supporters move over to Bill de Blasio and say, look, Bill de Blasio won. One, Kareem Kamara, who's a state assemblyman from Brooklyn, showed up at this big Bill de Blasio rally yesterday, and this is what he said.
They said from every corner of our city that Bill de Blasio is the man that captures our voice, the man who we want to present to be the leader of the Democratic Party.
And Anna, just finally, how is the de Blasio camp reacting to Thompson?
Well, they are trying to basically have no reaction. They are projecting confidence that this is, you know, that they are clear that they are going to end up being the Democratic nominee.
And Joe Loda, he was right here on WNYC. He's already criticizing de Blasio.
Bill de Blasio is in his sights. He's talking about the Tale of Two Cities message from the de Blasio campaign, calling it invective that has no place in a campaign, calling Bill de Blasio divisive. So in some ways, the debate is already shifting into this general election debate.
Okay, WNYC's Anna Sale. Anna, thanks a lot.
Thank you.